That way we wouldn't have any issues. Okay. Gonna go back through that. First time. So you go skip. You going to the gym? Yep, I'm going to the gym where I work. It's called the men's. Just as we finished dinner, Chihiro-san handed me a flyer. It was an advertising campaign for a fitness gym which was welcoming new members. Right now, membership is free, and you can have unlimited use of the gym for 2 months. You also get a student discount. Plus, since I'm registered on your PP card, you'll get a family discount, too. Cool. It's true that I don't get enough exercise. Maybe I'll give it a try. Well, half of me wants to go because of Chihiro-san's enthusiasm. The other half just wants to see what she's like at work. A pervert at work. You love to see it. Yep, you gotta train to keep your body in peak condition. Why don't you come along with me when I leave for work tomorrow? Sure, thanks. And so the next morning, I went with Chihiro-san to the gym. Here it is, the men's. And again, it's just called the men's. Nothing else, guys, just the men's. It's a perfect walking distance from our house, right? The gym was bigger than I was expecting. Vaginville didn't have a lot of level ground, but this building took up quite a bit of it. It's huge. I know, right? And there are a ton of members. The main entrance isn't open yet because it's still before hours, so we'll use the staff entrance. This is yet another place where my PP card came in handy. Even a complete outsider could get in with no fuss as long as they use their PP card. We entered the gym through the staff entrance. As it was still before opening, the empty gym looked unusually spacious. We usually have a warm-up session for the trainers before the gym opens, so I'll sign you up after that. Since you're here, why not watch? Sure, I'd love to. I didn't know how many pervert trainers there were, but in a gym this size was bound to be more than just one or two. Expecting their warm-up exercises to be perverted, I followed after Chihiro-san. We climbed the stairs and reached the fitness room. There were 5 trainers all wearing the same gym clothes as Chihiro-san or their own fitness clothes from home. They were doing stretches. They were all of a different design, but all of their outfits clung tightly to their bodies. Tank tops, bikinis, spats, hot pants. They were all different, but it was clear that these trainers put an emphasis on ease of stripping, ease of movement, ease of fucking without having to take their clothes off. Morning. Sorry I'm a little late. As Chihiro-san entered the room, the 5 trainers lined up. Good morning. That's Anna Maria. Well, shall we get to the warm-up? Wait, please, Chihiro, I'm interested. One of the trainers, a foreign woman with dark skin and chestnut-colored hair, raised her hand up to ask a question. What is it, Anna Maria? Is he your boyfriend? The rest of the trainers looked at me curiously. Oh, he's a student who's lodging at our place. I took him here to sign up. Since he's here, I thought it'd be cool to have him sit in our warm-up. I see. I thought you had found love, Chihiro. I form bonds with dicks, not the men attached to them. Man, there's a lot of women you can say that for these days, unfortunately. Okay, let's start our warm-up. Ladies, grab your mock cocks. Mock cocks? My ears pricked up at the unfamiliar phrase. I observed as the trainers went to fetch something from the lockers at the corner of the room. Dildos, huh? Mock cocks, right? They probably just wanted to use the word cock, I thought, as I continued watching the trainer's movements in silence. With dildos in hand that looked to be about 2 feet long, the trainers returned to the middle of the room. Now set up your mock cocks and we'll start our warm-up. After her introduction, Chihiro-san opened up a hole in the well-polished floor to set her dildo into. She pushed the base of the dildo down into the hole, setting it in place. The other perverts did the same, setting their dildos on the floor. The six mock cocks now lined up in a row, the perverts were ready for their warm-up exercises. Inserting them into the floor had shortened their length. They were now no more than a foot and a half. The health-conscious perverts stood in front of them, facing their reflections in the large mirror set in one wall of the room. That's right, I think I heard perverts get off on seeing themselves being fucked, so they do it sometimes right in front of a mirror. Okay, here we go, we'll start with stretches. On Chiro-san's cue, the perverts began their exercise. They may have been perverts, but as trainers, they surely knew the importance of stretching. They were doing the usual basic stretches and with a lot of care at that. However, when they bent their flexible bodies forward, they would draw their tongues over their dildos in front of them. They loved dicks so much, it was probably just a habit they picked up. Time to move on to the pussy rubbing. Crouched down, Chiro-san reached one hand behind her and stuck out her hips. In the center of the widespread crotch, I could see her pussy dripping with juice. She brought her fleshy pussy closer to the mock cock that was standing erect on the floor. Squelch! Pushing the dildo against her pussy, she rocked her hips to rub it between her labia, plastering it with her lewd juices. Following Chiro-san's lead, the other trainers spread their thighs and began to rub their lewd holes against their mock cocks. The six perverts' moans, heavy breathing, and the sound of their lewd juices rubbing against the dildos echoed through the room. The foreign woman, whom Chiro-san had called Anomaria, was rapidly bending and straightening her knees, moving her hips up and down. Juices sprayed out as the dildo rubbed against the plump flesh of her pussy. Foreign perverts sure are intense. Presses down to their thick and heavy-set bodies, more sturdily built than Japanese women, there was a strong air of intensity about them. Well, there's a sweaty image there. There's another one right there, we don't know who that woman is. Last one, squat lightly and then bring your hips up. It was at that moment that I felt the atmosphere in the fitness room change. Before long, the air was filled with the hot, thick scent of arousal. Those who wore outfits with holes in the crotches like Chiro-san continued as they were. Some in hot pants shifted the fabric to one side. Some removed a single leg from their hot pants and spats, whilst others just took them off completely exposing themselves. They stood over the dildos sticking up from the ground and began their bending exercises. I swallowed as I watched the six sets of hips aim and lower themselves onto the large man-made cocks. Squelch. Squish. Slush. Splish. Slosh. Slop. There were six distinct sounds as each pervert swallowed a dick onto a lewd hole one after the other. Yep. You guys saw that. Who's the muscular trainer? Squelch! Her pussy opened up wide and it was slowly released from the massive dildo. Sticky juices trickled out from her now empty hole. Whoops, I think I forgot a couple of lines, guys. I guess I was kind of getting in. I was reading that. Let me see what we missed. Yeah, I think I missed some. Oh, sorry about that, guys. Yeah, sticky juices trickled out from her now empty hole. I thought I knew what she was getting at. Yes, what is it? Since you're here, why not take part in the exercise? You can just lie here and be my dildo. That sounds great! It wasn't often you get a chance to take part in perverse activities like this. I couldn't let it go to waste. Immediately lowering my pants and underwear, I slid down on my back between Chihiro-san's thighs. Her pussy used a noticeably thick and large amount of juice as she stood over me. Being able to use a real dick for my warm-up exercises is great! Chihiro-san grinned, revealing her brilliant white teeth. Then she grabbed my erect dick and placed it in front of her pussy, readying herself to push it in. Strains of her juices continued to pour relentlessly over my cock. Oh, it's not fair that it's only you, Chihiro. It's a special privilege for having me on his PP card. Chihiro-san lowered her hips as Anna Maria and other perverts looked on enviously. Squelch! Chihiro-san commented as though she considered it carefully. She then took my entire length deep into her pussy. Your pussy is softer, more relaxed, and stickier than usual. She says because I broke it in using the dildo. Okay, time to resume the warm-up. Still crouched down, Chihiro-san began to bend and contract her knees in order to bounce on my dick. Squelch, slop, squish, slick, slush. Each bounce from her sopping wet pussy created a sound like lube being mixed up. Oh, that was actually him. It's like, oh, it's so wet, it's like it's melting around me. Having been more than well prepared, Chihiro-san's pussy felt especially soft today. Sex with her had always felt great, thanks to her ample wetness and the tightness of her vaginal walls. But today it was completely different, like her pussy was embracing me softly. Is it really that different? Yeah, it usually feels like your pussy is contracting and squeezing me hard. But today it's so soft and sticky. She says, I see, so that's how it feels for the dick. Beads of sweat formed on Chihiro-san's skin and rained down on me as she continued to squat on my dick. So which feels better, our usual sex or our sex right now? That's kind of hard to say. They both feel great, but if I had to pick, I'd say a regular sex fits a little better with your personality. They are communicating a little bit here. She says, I see, so I usually squeeze you hard, huh? Like this? Oh, you're squeezing me too. Suddenly, the soft sensation from before was replaced by with a tight contraction of her pussy. The tightness increased as though her pussy was trying to swallow up my dick. How's this? Chihiro-san braced both her legs as she exerted her strength. When she did, I felt her pussy pulling my dick strongly upwards. Oh! Her pussy began gradually to pull my hips up as it gripped tightly on my dick. What do you think? My hips were being pulled up by her vaginal walls. Her incredible strength was forcing me into a bridge position. Chihiro-san pumped her fist triumphantly as she straddled over me like that. It's like your pussy is so strong, Chihiro-san.
Mada.
I'm not done yet. I'm gonna make you feel so much better. Ready? Stay like that. I'm in the bridge. Stay like that in the bridge position. I obeyed, keeping my body that way. Smack, 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 squelch, squelch, squelch. Chiro-san continued to bounce her hips on top of me. She's both riding me and holding my hips up with her vaginal walls at the same time. Oh wow, I feel good too. I'm squeezing so tight I can feel the shape of your dick. She was squeezing even more strongly than usual, making her pussy feel amazingly tight. The friction felt just as though I was receiving a firm hand job. Whenever I thought my hips were gonna collapse, she would grip my cock with her pussy and bring them up once more. I had no escape. Yeah! I couldn't help but whimper as my legs and arms trembled while they held me up. It was almost torturous the way she was riding me and keeping me in a bridge position. And yet the intensity of her vaginal walls was heightening my arousal and bringing me closer to ejaculation. Even Chiro-san looked like she was getting increasingly aroused. She continued to smack her hips against me, her movements slightly trembling. I could feel her orgasm was close. I'm gonna come soon. She says, okay, then I'm going for the home stretch. Chiro-san declared before increasing her pace. And yet she kept the strength in her vaginal walls, which was keeping my hips up. Her pussy was rubbing against me so hard, I thought she might drop my dick. I couldn't help but let out a moan. Smack, smack, slap, smack, slop, smack, squelch, squish, smack, smack. There was a rhythmic sloppy sound as our crotches struck against each other and our overflowing juices mixed. You don't gotta tell me, I'm gonna... Okay, it's the final blow. Smack, slap, slosh. With her heart bouncing in the friction, I was worried that the skin would get scraped off my dick. Ouch. Just as I felt as though the head of my dick really was about to dissolve inside her, I finally reached my limit. Squirt, splurt, whoosh, squirt, squirt, splurt. I came so much I was surprised her tight pussy didn't pull my dick right off. Chiro-san writhed in pleasure after I came inside her. All the other perverted trainers were coming too. They had been watching Chiro-san and me fuck to aid in their warm-up exercise. Gah, it's so tight! That sounded like Arnold for some reason. Ah! Spurt, splurt, squelch, spurt. Chiro-san's tight pussy squeezed me as I ejaculated. I felt amazingly good even though I was in pain. I was unable to hold my bridge anymore even though my cock was still being squeezed so hard. I can't! Spurt, spurt, splurt. I let out my last shot before my bridge collapsed and my dick fell out from inside Chiro-san. She said, ah, good work everyone, the warm-up is finished. Chiro-san, who was dripping with sweat, wiped her forehead and let out a satisfied sigh. Gurgle, gurgle, dribble. Now free of my dick. A glob of sticky cum oozed out of Chiro-san's gaping wide hole. Your cum was pretty thick again today. It's like melted marshmallows. Oh, speaking of melted marshmallows, I was looking at the Jetpuff Twitter, and apparently they made this monstrosity of a sandwich that seems to combine cheese, marshmallows, chocolate, like it, graham crackers and chocolate, and yeah, and it's on a like a sub bun, like it's a bread and cheese and chocolate and marshmallows, and I'm like, what are you guys doing? It didn't look very good. It was prosciutto cheese. I'm like, I don't know if I want to mix cheese and bread and like have a sub sandwich graham cracker. That's so weird. That's like the weirdest looking thing I've ever seen. But they showed that on their Twitter today, and I was like, oh, man, I don't know if I can eat that. I wasn't exactly saving it up or anything like that. In fact, since I moved in with the Maisonos, I hadn't had a chance to store up any cum at all. There was always somebody after me. It was a miracle that I could still produce this much after all of that. It must have been because of how good I felt, right? Chiro-san puffed out her chest proudly. The rest of the liquid glugged and spilled out of her pussy. Okay, let's work. Huh? What's the matter with you all? I looked, having witnessed our bridge sex, the other perverts were in an absolute state. Their juices had sprayed, their cum had squirted, and their sweat had dripped. Their combined liquids filled the air with a feminine stench. After having fapped so hard, they looked like they had just finished a full marathon rather than a gentle warm-up exercise. Oh my, come on girls, you gotta remember to pace yourselves. Chiro-san, the only one left with any energy, shrugged as she looked around. You're too mean, Chiro. I want to fuck a tick too, she says. Ana Maria-san was the first to voice her complaints. The other trainers then raised their voices in agreement. Lying around, bathing in their own sweat on the floor while cursing us, the girls looked just like a group of demons. So sorry, but there's only one dick. Chiro-san laughed off the noisy, envious complaints of her co-workers. Well, shall we go to the reception and get you signed up? And then, well, how about a light workout on the machines? Chiro-san suggested, her usual cheerful, carefree grin on her face. The difference between her attitude and the cold air of contempt from the trainers behind her was palpable. Come on, let's go. As Chiro-san pulled me along, some remaining drops of liquid from her pussy dripped onto the floor. Oh, so that one was good. I like that one. That was a fun one. So you never know what you're going to get when it comes to this. Of course, they're trying to bring me back to the dinner. But, hey, that was fun. I did like that one. We'll definitely try to play the rest of these. I don't even know where the hell I'm at. Because it's really hard to go back to the menu, I guess, when you first start. Because the way the game's made. There's more than 7 endings, by the way. But yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed this one, and this will be the Grim Lord, and I am out of here. See you next time.